The reason you are miserable. You are on the leash. Have to, need to, want to, and should, you are on the leash 24/7. I woke up this morning and noticed that I haven't been very busy. Not much to do. I mean, I am writing my articles, doing the services I promised, but not busy. I didn't feel on the leash. Delicious. I wonder what I should do, now that I am not busy. I came up with the idea to write a book, The Empath's Job in a World Where People Are Going Numb. Then I came to my computer and read a client's email. And I had a flash of insight why humanity is going numb. This is what this article is about. So you, at your place, in your person, arrest or maybe even reverse the seemingly unstoppable process that has resulted in your misery, carefully hidden, across the world, maybe even China. Who knows? You want free choice. But you can't choose when you have a choice. You react to the leash, you react to the pulling. Your mind says, I have to or else I am doomed. It says, unless I do it, or else I am doomed. And you live your life from threat to threat to threat. Till you die. So what can a person do? On one hand they need to, have to, should a ton of stuff. On the other hand they are jerked by the I wanna. Urge. The disappearing self. What is disappearing is your balanciness, your buoyancy, your aliveness that is caused by this self. The self that is an inner direction, like the air bubble in a tea bag bringing it to the top of the cup of tea, like the air in a basketball when it is forced underwater. It will always bring it up to the surface. Always. Surviving underwater. In some part of your being you know that you are trying to survive underwater, pulled down by the having to's and the wants and all the forces in between. You sign up to all the things you sign up to, so that to get that buoyancy back. So that you get the self back. To get back the sense that you are you, and all those forces upon you are not you. Is there a solution? There is no instant solution. There is a moment-to-moment solution. I discovered it some 15 to 20 years ago. I submitted it to Landmark as a proposal to include it in their curriculum, but they poo-pooed it. It was above my pay grade to have brilliant suggestions accepted. That is when I started to sense that Landmark is about Landmark, and not about what they say they are about. Making a difference, transformation, happy or shit. Anyway, as you can see, I have a grievance with Landmark. Lol. Still hurts. I am still tightening up from the thought. So, the moment-to-moment method. Observe yourself to see if what you are weighed down by, when you feel weighed down, is any of these, having to, needing to, wanting to, or should. If you find any of those, let whatever it is go. Let go of the having to. Let go of the needing to. Got it. This method or process says nothing about what you'll do after you let go. You probably will do all the things those commands tell you to do, but from a freedom place. From a freedom of choice place. When you let go of fighting the ropes that pull you in a direction, you can just go with them, and feel fine, maybe even good. The illusion of resistance. You should test it out. Hook a rope around your wrist or ankle. Tie the other into a fixed object. Or ask someone to hold it and pull it for you. Test out, if you resist the rope, fight against the pull of the rope goes taut, it hurts you, and the rope doesn't care. Now go with it. See, feel the difference. The rope goes limp. If you ever want to get untied. If you ever want to get untied, and from certain obligations, you may want to. The first step is to stop resisting, the second step is to go close to that which you want to ditch, maybe even embrace it. Then, and only then, will the rope slip off of your body and let you go in a different direction. Most of us feel we are being dragged through life, against our will. But it is our doing, mostly. Resistance creates the illusion that it's being done to us. The black hole, or our doom. The strongest resistance we feel around the black hole of our doom. It's not a real black hole, but it feels really real. In fact, it's possible that all the have-tos come from that black hole. I'll spend some time looking at that. The black hole, or our doom, is a future that we invented. It is our probable, almost certain future. It feels inevitable and therefore it has to be resisted, needs to be fought. Is it inevitable? It doesn't matter. Because the resistance will make it happen whether it is or isn't. The resistance anchors you to that black hole, to that doom, and then life is about flailing, fighting the seemingly inevitable. History. Wars, animosities are great macro expressions of that. Embrace it. Now, I could tell you to embrace it, but my hunch is not one of you will be able to. I have been teaching embracing what you fear the most for 19 years now, and so far not one person has been able to actually do it. Instead, I have invented a method with which I can remove the anchor to it, albeit the pull of the black hole is still going to be there. There is no way I can disappear the black hole, or your doom. You have established it, and it has been real for you. But I can cut the chain. I can cut the rope. I can raise the anchor. But I cannot remove the black hole itself, just like I cannot remove a belief. I can only remove your ties to it. But therefore, after I remove the anchor, you will want to choose to be mindful of it yourself. That way you can walk away from it. Swim away from it. No force, no resistance. You can live a full life barely feeling its effect on yourself. Just like the way you don't resist gravity. You live with it. You don't ignore it. You are mindful of it. And if being mindful is too much to ask of you, you can do the mini process I described above, frequently enough so you can swim away again and again. The mini process of feeling the resistance, your resistance, the rope becoming taut, and then simply let go, and feel the rope going limp. The asking yourself, is there a having to, needing to, wanting to or should present? And if you find any, let it go of the resistance. All having to, needing to, wanting to or should is an invented, a manufactured rope only exists in your mind. Unwillingness is the root cause. I've said before, that the bottommost attitude of a human, any human, is unwillingness. Maybe that's why humans have risen above all the other animals. Maybe that was the spark? If you are miserable, it is an indication that you are unwilling at the core. Unwillingness creates resistance. And counterintuitively, slavery to the thing you resist. The capacity that takes you to the next level of human. To go to the next evolutionary level of human, to go to the level of human being, you need to become the master of your resistance. As long as it's a knee-jerk reaction, you are doomed. I mean it. After I remove your anchor to doom attachment, it will be easier to do. But still, it is you who has to do the work of freeing yourself from the slavery by letting go of your resistance. Resistance is what keeps the black hole of the doom strong. The Avatar State audios can support you, but can and won't do it for you. The heaven on earth can support you, that's why I take it all the time, but it can't and won't do your work for you. Without pulling the anchor to doom, your life will still be about the doom that you resist. Guaranteed. Get your doom pulled. Get off the leash. I pulled my own 2 days ago. Amazing. The freedom. The liberty. The sense of vacation. Lol. I want that for you too. Go to step 2, go to https://vibration.thrivecart.com/anchor-to-doom/. P.S. I wrote and published this article back in 2015. It marked a huge turning point in my life. Almost instantly I had the power and the energy to stop working as a masseuse and do this coaching thing full time. I stopped being afraid of my doom, homelessness and such. Suddenly I was free. Free from the pull of the leash, free from fretting. Free from having to. The second huge turning point was created, since then, by adjusting my predatory genes. Because those are slave masters too. The predatory genes. Or if you have too few, you are limp pencil, still not have enough will to be free, to be your own master. No personal authority. Muscle test says I am done, I am cooked, I am a human being. I want that for you too. Don't you?